Concern about the cargo on the ship that brought down the bridge in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That ship's still grounded near the wreckage of the bridge it collided with.
There's about 4,700 containers on there. 56 were holding hazardous materials. And in that NTSB press conference we learned last night, some have leaked.
Now, Fox's Griff Jenkins is near the bridge in Baltimore the morning after divers recovered two bodies in a submerged truck. Four other construction workers remain missing and presumed dead, but they won't search today.
Because they believe that the wreckage underneath the water is so hazardous towards the divers, they're going to move to the salvage effort to start trying to get cranes out here.
Iran-backed militants have again targeted an American warship in the Red Sea.
U.S. Central Command says it successfully destroyed four long-range attack drones in self-defense. The Houthis have waged a months-long campaign, first against commercial ships they said had links to Israel, then against the military alliance out there to stop them.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump's lawyers will go to court in Georgia this morning trying to get the state's election interference case dismissed, claiming it's criminalizing his free speech rights. Meanwhile, Ashley Merchant, a lawyer for a Trump co-defendant, tells Fox they'll also try to get the judge to remove DA Fannie Willis over a romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she hired.
We're going to be arguing that his decision actually should have gone farther, and it should have actually disqualified her.
The judge allowed Willis to stay on the case because Nathan Wade resigned. The former president won't be in court there. He'll instead be in New York to attend the wake of a New York City police officer shot and killed at a traffic stop Monday. President Biden will attend a fundraiser in New York City with former presidents Obama and Clinton. And in a new Fox News poll,
26% of voters say the economy is good. 38% don't like how President Biden is handling it. Looking at the presidential race head-to-head, former President Trump has an edge over President Biden, 50-45%.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A man who was almost vice president has died. Joe Lieberman was also a senator and also once ran for president.
Joe Lieberman was a U.S. senator from Connecticut from 1989 to 2013. But he may have been best known as former Vice President Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election when he blasted the GOP at the Democratic Party's nominating convention.
We Democrats will expand the prosperity. They will squander it.
He eventually broke from the Democratic Party, serving his final term in the Senate as an independent. Last year, Lieberman joined a third party, the No Labels Party, calling for common sense and an end to extremism. Lieberman's family says he died after suffering complications from a fall. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Days after the federal raids at the homes of rapper and music producer Sean Diddy Combs, that his lawyer called a witch hunt, an arrest.
It's 25-year-old Brendan Paul. He now faces drug charges after police found him to be in possession of cocaine and suspected marijuana-laced candy. Paul is described in a civil lawsuit accusing the rap mogul of sex trafficking as Diddy's drug and gun mule, and according to the Miami Herald, was arrested on the plane linked to Diddy by Homeland Security agents. An official with the Miami-based DHS says, "We are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. This is not random. Victims may be reluctant to speak at first, but once they start talking, they talk a lot."
That's Fox's Shanley Painter. It is sentencing day in New York for Sam Bankman-Fried. He could get decades in prison after being convicted of wire fraud and other counts of conspiracy in the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly after yesterday's big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.